I'd like to invite all the children forward for the homily. We got plenty of room here, so come on down. You can spread out. There's lots of room here. Lots and lots of room. So come on. Give yourself space. Come on forward. Make room so... Now come forward. Yeah, you in the back. Come out here to the sides. There's lots of room over here. I used to be a traffic director, you know. So yeah, keep coming. Keep coming. Come on, we got room still. Forward. I see nobody wants to sit close to me. Oh, thank you, Ryan. Oh, thank you, Gina. Now, you know, someday I'm going to invite your parents forward. And I'm going to see if they know about Jesus and what they're supposed to know, right? Should I do that? Yeah, I think so too. Yep, someday. So parents, we're starting a new faith formation year. So, and Gina has worked hard to make sure that you parents are very much involved, because you really are the first educators of your children, not our catechists. They do their job, but then when they're home, it's up to you to make sure that they know the faith. And there's two things that every year we learn more and more about. Every year. These are the basics. Number one, God. Loving God. Knowing God. Knowing about God. And having a friendship with God. And that's number one. Number two is loving our neighbor as ourselves. So those two things every year, and you know, I'm now 70, and I'm still learning about God and His love for me and how He wants me to love Him and how He wants me to love my neighbor, no matter who it is. So we're all learning together. So everybody here in the church, we're all on the same page. We're all learning more about our faith in God. Now, how many of you can count? Okay. How many of you can count to three? Okay. How many of you... What's so funny? How many of you can count to six?
That's a lot of numbers. I don't think I can.
You know, you're going to go in the back if you... How many of you can count to seven? How many of you can count to 73? How many of you can count to 77? Okay, good. Because all those numbers that I gave you are important numbers in the Bible. Now, you may not think that, but I'm going to go over them. That's all part of what we're learning. So let's count to three. One, two, three. So what are we connecting with it? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So the number three is important. So when you're in math class and you hear that number three, think, oh yeah, God is three in one. Now, the number six. Why did I bring that number up? I'll tell you. Because if you go to the very first book of the Bible, which is the book of Genesis, it took God 6 days to create the universe, create the world. 6 days. And then on the seventh day, He rested. So 6 days to create, and then the seventh day to rest. And so this is the seventh day, the Sabbath. And so again, when you hear that number seven, think, oh, that's the Sabbath day. Or six, the days that it took God to create the world. Okay, the number 73. I bet nobody knows what that one's connected to. He thinks he knows. No. 73 is the number of books in the Bible. 73. So when you hear the number 73, think, ah, The Bible. There are 77 books. It begins with the book of Genesis, and it ends in the New Testament with the book of Revelation. 73 books. And hopefully, how many of you have a Bible? Good. Just start reading through it, because you're going to get all the information and stories that we know. How many of you, the next number, 77. Okay, that was in the gospel. Jesus said, now Peter comes up to Jesus and says, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how many times should I forgive him? Now, the rabbis would say, you only have to do it 2 times. But Jesus said, Peter goes, 7 times. Well, Jesus, no, that's not enough either. So Jesus said 77 times, which really means as many times as someone sins against us, we have to forgive them. Because there again, the idea of forgiveness, did Jesus forgive us through his death on the cross? And he's always willing to forgive us for our sins. So we have numbers all through the Bible. In fact, there's even a book in the Old Testament called the Book of Numbers, because it's filled with all sorts of laws and rules, 3 of this and 4 of this. Or here's another number, 10. You know what that is. The Ten Commandments. Now, who wants to stand up and tell me the Ten Commandments? No, he did. Okay, now that's something. How many parents can do it? Yeah, right. See, we're in bad shape here. Okay, so you got to teach your parents the Ten Commandments, and then you learn them too, because that is the law from God in the Old Testament, and we need to know it. And the reason for the commandments, and they're not suggestions, they're commandments. God's saying, you got to do this or you don't do this. Don't do it. Now, why does he say that? It's so that we can better love one another and avoid what is evil. Because we have evil on one side, and you know, we have the devil saying, hey, do what you want to do. And then we have God and our guardian angel saying, oh, no. If you truly want to be a good person, a happy person, a peace-filled person, and help other people find peace and joy, then listen to God. So we have commandments in the Old Testament, we have commandments in the New Testament. And as I said at the very beginning, we can reduce all of that to really 2 commandments. Love God, that's number one. We got to learn about God. We got to listen to God. And if we read the Bible, we're going to hear the voice of God. And the second commandment is to love one another. And Jesus goes a little bit further. He says, love one another as I have loved you, which means we got to do what Jesus did. You know, we're not going to fight back or anything. Jesus died for us so that we could be freed from sin. So maybe some of us here will be in a situation where someone says, either you reject God or we're going to kill you. Well, as Christians, we can say, no, I can't reject God. Go ahead. Because we don't need to be afraid of death. If we're doing what God calls us to do, we know that when death comes, you know, if we're faithful, we're going to be in heaven. You know, if some of your grandparents or great-grandparents are dead and they've gone to heaven, you'll get to see them again. So, you know, God's figured it all out, everything. But I throw out those numbers, so as you, when you go to school and you hear the number 10, think, oh, 10 commandments. And tell a friend, hey, you know what that 10 is all about? And you can say 10 commandments. Or if you come up with a number 3, you can say, oh, at the beginning of Mass and the end of Mass, we say Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, 3. So numbers are important. But of course, what's most important is that we take all the information in the Scriptures, the Bible, and in faith formation. So every week you're going to learn more. We take all that information and help us to change our lives, to be transformed, to be more and more like Jesus. So you look like you got a lot of energy today, and yeah, we're going to have hot dogs, and I think Deacon Mike's going to be here to make balloon hats, etc. But you know, that's one of the ways we celebrate our faith, God wants us to be a community of people that enjoy one another, help one another, and celebrate with one another. So that's what St. Mary Ann Cope is. We are a parish, a community of people who are always growing. And I don't know who the oldest person here is. I'm not going to ask. It's not me. But whoever is the oldest, as long as you're breathing, there's more to learn. You know that. It doesn't matter how old you are. And the older I get, God keeps throwing things at me. Say, oh, thank you. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, thanks for letting me know that. Or again? You know, but that's good. That's good. Because it's really God who is the most important being in our lives. He created us. He loves us. He wants us to be with Him. But then He also gives us a choice. He says, you can follow me or you can follow another way. But we're here because we want to follow Jesus, right? Right? All right, so repeat after me. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Okay, so that's three words, right? I love Jesus. There you go again. Okay, so today we're just starting our new year of faith formation. Keep that energy. If you've got questions for me, come up to me and talk to me about it. And the whole staff, Sister Sheila and Amanda and everybody else, we're here to help you. And of course, parents, please take seriously your call to be the primary teachers and mentors and guides for your children. Come to church every Sunday so as a community we can remember the great deeds of the Lord and fall in love with God more and more. So we got a lot of work to do, not just today, not just next week, but every single day of the year. So, well, what a great kickoff. We're going to have a great party to kick it off. And then just remember, every day it's about loving God and loving everybody else. Because that's what God does for us. He loves us and wants us to love everyone too. Okay, is that okay?
Yes.
Now one more time, repeat. I
love,
Jesus. Okay, you go back to your pews. Thank you very much. You are? Oh, you're old.